I mean, yeah, just okay. Leopard print in itself is a whole category. It's a whole road we could go down, you know. Do you leopard print? Do you not leopard print? What sort of people yeah. do leopard print best? I'm always...
My mum is a big fan of the leopard print.
Is she?
And especially leopard print from Miller's. She's got, I think she'd probably have at least minimum 5 to 6 items of leopard print.
You're winding me up.
No, I'm not.
Your mum wears leopard print and she gets it from
yes.
Miller's. Miller's stock
yes.
leopard print.
Yes.
Am I wrong for just suspecting that, like, I'd expect to see it in Supre? I might
no.
belittling the fine print that is leopard. Am I not giving...
Yeah, it sounds better when you say it, leopard.
Am I not giving leopard print the respect
well,
it deserves? I thought it was always a bit trashy, okay? I'm just dropping that.
Okay, hang on. I'm just walking into my room now. I'm going to open my wardrobe and let you know. Okay, let me have a look here.
Is leopard print trashy, Trace? Like, I'm wondering. Like, I always thought it was, but I could have it wrong.
No, I've got 3 items leopard print in my cupboard I'm looking at right now. 2 dresses and a shirt, a dress and a skirt. So it's not trashy if I'm wearing it, but my, yeah. So no, leopard print, but a dressing gown, I don't
How about a leopard
sleep.
Print thong? Is that trashy or is that classy? Leopard print thong.
Oh, I don't have one, but...
Would you wear one?
It's a bit sexy and raunchy. I'd probably wear one, yes.
Okay, I'm getting real personal here, but we've just gone down this road and I can't unstep off it. What's your ratio of thong to non-thong underwear?
I don't own one thong.
You don't own a single thong?
No. I try because, like, I think they look sexy on the right person.
Yeah.
But I bought one once and
okay.
I wore them and I'm forever just picking it out. And it's uncomfortable. I cannot wear a thong.
Okay.
Just constantly walking around, yeah, just...
There you go. See, I thought
yep.
you would have been at about...
Non-thong wearer.
Non-thong. I thought you would have been at 30% thong ratio to regular underwear.
Now...
That's something I've learned about
you. All my underwear
you.
Is big girls ones that come up now. Once you get older in your 50s, you're going to wear the big Bombay bloomers. No sexy little, you know, G-strings.
Are they called the Bombay bloomers? I've never heard that
the
before.
The old Bonds cottontails, mate. They come up to your waist. They tuck everything in. Yeah,
okay.
So... Yeah. Gone are the days of the thong. Yeah, I didn't even when I was younger, I didn't even wear the thong. So there you go. Getting a bit personal, but that's okay.